तपाईँ एसपिएस नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ। अरू रोचक सामग्रीहरूका लागि sbs.com.au/nepali जानुहोस्।
नमस्ते श्रोतावृन्द, एसबीएस नेपाली पोडकास्टमा तपाईँलाई स्वागत छ। म दिनिता रिसाल। आज हामी अस्ट्रेलिया र नेपाल दुवै देशलाई छुने एक विषय लिएर आएका छौं। फेलिसिटी वोक सन् 2021-देखि 2024 नेपालका लागि अस्ट्रेलियन राजदूत थिइन्, तर नेपाल र नेपाली भने उनका लागि नौला थिएनन्। सन् 1980 नै युनिभर्सिटी अफ क्वीन्सल्याण्डमा पढ्दै गरेको बेला ग्याप इयर लिएर आफू एसियाली देशहरूमा ब्याकप्याकरको रूपमा घुम्दै जाँदा हिमालयतर्फ पनि हानिएको एसबीएस नेपालीलाई उनी बताउँछिन्। राजदूतको रूपमा आफ्नो 3 वर्ष कार्यकालको समयमा नेपालभर घुमेको बताउने भोकसँग सहकर्मी आभास पराजुलीले केही समय अघि गर्नुभएको कुराकानीको पहिलो भाग सुन्नतर्फ लागौं, र हामी तपाईंलाई जानकारी गराउन चाहन्छौ कि यो कुराकानी अंग्रेजी भाषामा रहेको छ। Felicity Vok served as Australia's ambassador to Nepal from 2021 to 2024. However, Nepal and Nepalis were not new to her. Her connection with the landlocked country began in the 1980s, as she recalls, when she took a gap year while studying at the University of Queensland and travelled across Asia as a backpacker, eventually making her way to the Himalayas. On SBS Nepali, Abhas Parazuli spoke with Felicity Vok a while back, and in the first part of this conversation, she reflects on her 3-year tenure as ambassador in Nepal.
G'day Felicity, how are you? Do people call you Felicity, or are you known as Flick amongst your friends and family?
I actually get Flicks among my family, but most often it's Felicity, occasionally Flick.
Very well. When was the first time you heard about Nepal? Let's say kind of, you know, about the country and how. Probably take us down the memory lane when you were, you know, kind of probably backpacking a while back.
Yeah, so I was going to say memory lane takes me a long way back. I first paid attention to Nepal back in about 1985. I was an art floor student at the University of Queensland. I was around 19 years old. And I was planning a trip to Asia, a backpacking trip for about 10 months. And Nepal featured on my radar at that time. I ended up spending about a month in Nepal. And I had travelled overland from Darjeeling. I'd spent time in India, in Bangladesh, in Myanmar, then Burma. And I was very happy to find my way to Kathmandu and Pokhara and some of the surrounds. And I spent about 4 weeks here, and that was probably where my love affair with Nepal began. And it's a love affair that's continued over many decades, culminating in my posting here as ambassador from 2021 to 24.
So what has changed in all those years when you first went to Nepal and then in later parts of your life? What significant change that you found?
Obviously, Nepal has been through a lot of change between the 1980s and the 2020s. And there's been that dramatic political change and constitutional change and parliamentary change. There's been change, of course, that has been brought about by virtue of the 2015 earthquake. So the cityscapes and the built environment in Nepal has changed significantly as a result of that destruction and the rebuilding efforts afterwards. Culturally, what I've found is there's a lot of continuity, and socially and culturally, Nepal feels very familiar to me from those first memories that I formed back in the 1980s. But what I have seen, I think, as a result of the constitutional changes and following the People's War from 1996 to 2006, there's been an increased emphasis on celebrating diversity of culture, celebrating the 140 different ethnicities in the country, the 120 language groups. So that's been quite significant. But when I do a kora around Bodanath on a daily basis here where I'm currently situated, and I'm taken back to very ancient practices, I'm reminded how enduring Nepali culture, religious culture, social culture, is. And that for me is very special, the way Nepal is moving forward so dramatically, so quickly, but also retaining the most beautiful elements of its history and its ancient practice.
And obviously you went to Nepal in a very different role recently, and you were also posted to, as you said, to Bangladesh and Laos. And how was it being an Australian ambassador to Nepal? Like, what were you briefed on and how did it actually turn out to be?
Well, I came to Nepal in the middle of the COVID crisis as ambassador, and so it was an unusual time to arrive in the country. I had only been here for about a month and a half, 2 months before Kathmandu went into another lockdown. And so a lot of the briefing before I came here, of course, was around Australia's support as a partner of Nepal in its COVID response. And so it was an unusual first year. We had a Royal Australian Air Force flight arrive in May of that year, bringing a lot of COVID relief, COVID medical supplies, which we were giving to the Nepali Army to assist with COVID response with the hospitals it had set up to serve its local communities. And then, of course, we were supporting COVAX, the bringing in of COVID vaccines into Nepal in that year, 2021. The whole of the community had shut down very much during that first year, and so it was a quiet time to come in as an ambassador. And then at the end of 2021, things opened up dramatically, and we started to have more Australian visitors coming here. We had our Assistant Foreign Minister, Tim Watts, come on a visit in May of 2023, which was the first time in many years that we'd had someone visit Nepal who had minister in their title. We had the first restitution of an artefact belonging to Nepal that had been stolen from Nepal and had ended up in the Art Gallery of New South Wales. And to the credit of the art gallery, this was the first restitution as a Nepali artefact to Nepal. We signed a trade and investment framework agreement. So there was a lot of movement in the relationship in some key trade and economic, political and cultural spaces that happened throughout my tenure here. So a busy time reflecting the way the relationship has changed, and changed principally, I think, because of the huge growth in the Nepali diaspora community in Australia, both through the student population, but also through the broader Nepali population in Australia.
SBS South Asian. You're listening to SBS Nepali in conversation with Australia's former ambassador to Nepal, Felicity Vogue. We'll be back after this short break.
And then obviously you mentioned your novels, and we can see from your novels that you have a very great appreciation of people and have an innate ability to study them. As a diplomat, you must have had a very great opportunity to feel the pulse of the nations that you've been posted to. How was Nepal different to, kind of, let's say, in comparison to being posted to Bangladesh or Laos?
So to me, the pulse of the people in Nepal, it's probably more strongly than any other country I've been posted in. I have to say I loved my posting in Bangladesh. It was my first diplomatic posting. Of course, there's a very special relationship that you form the first time you're living and working overseas in that sort of capacity. And I very much feel that I'm a person who gravitates more towards South Asia than Southeast Asia. I enjoyed my time in Laos. But I did not develop the same deep connections there that I have, particularly here in Nepal. I think the reason the connection to Nepal is so particularly acute for me is because of the nature of the Nepali embrace and welcome of foreigners. And there is both that beautiful, very sacred adage of the Kuti Devo Bhava, that gets you God, that underpins so much of the relationship that Nepalis form with foreigners who come here. But there is also that pride in culture and that desire to share culture with anyone who comes through Nepal. And that, I think, makes it a very special experience for anyone who who gravitates towards this country. I made a lot of close friends here across all sectors, and that's what draws me back now to wish to remain part of the community here.
And that was Australia's former ambassador to Nepal, Felicity Vogue, speaking with Abhas Parazuli on SBS Nepali. That was the first part of the conversation, and to listen to the upcoming episodes, follow SBS Nepali podcast online on your favorite platforms like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or download the SBS audio app to get notified, or visit our website sbs.com.au/Nepali. And we would like to inform you that the opinions expressed in the segment are those of the talent themselves. र श्रोतावृन्द, एसबीएस नेपाली पडकास्टमा सुन्नुभयो सन् 2021-देखि सन् 2024-सम्म नेपालका लागि अस्ट्रेलियन राजदूतको भूमिका निभाएकी फेलिसिटी भोकसँग केही समय अघि सहकर्मी आभास पराजुलीले गर्नुभएको कुराकानीको यो पहिलो भाग. यो सँगै हामी तपाईंलाई जानकारी गराउन चाहन्छौ कि यस कुराकानीमा व्यक्त गरिएका विचारहरू वक्ता स्वयंका हुन् र यी विचारहरूप्रति एसबीएसको समर्थन वा विरोध छैन. कुराकानीका बाँकी भाग तपाईँले हाम्रो पडकास्टमा सुन्न सक्नुहुन्छ. प्रकाशित हुने बित्तिकै नोटिफिकेशन पाउनका लागि अनलाइनमा एसबीएस नेपाली पडकास्ट भनेर सर्च गर्नुहोस् र तपाईँले पडकास्ट सुन्न रुचाउने प्लेटफर्महरू एप्पल पडकास्ट, स्पोटिफाईमा हामीलाई फलो गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ वा एसबीएस अडियो एपलाई आजै निशुल्क डाउनलोड गर्नुहोस्. सोशल मीडियामा हामी फेसबुक, एक्स र इन्स्टाग्राममा एसबीएस नेपालीको नाममा उपलब्ध रहेका छौं भने अन्य दक्षिण एसियाली भाषाहरूका साथ @sbs_south_asian रहेका छौं. थप जानकारीका लागि हाम्रो वेबसाइटको ठेगाना हो sbs.com.au/nepali.
SBS South Asian.
अनलाइन र सोशलमा थप सामग्रीहरू पाउनुहोस्. sbs.com.au/nepalimा जानुहोस् वा फेसबुकमा SBS नेपालीलाई फलो गर्नुहोस्.
लाइक, शेयर र कमेन्ट गर्नुहोस्. SBS नेपालीलाई फेसबुकमा साथ दिनुहोस्.